Welcome to the Velocast Cyclocross Briefing for the 17th of October 2017. British rider Nicky Pramier had a great weekend last week, winning in Saturday's Yamaha Cross after Sana Kant crashed, wiping out Ellen Van Looy and Alice Arzufi. Kant was left with a largely unrideable bike and dropped out of the running. Pramier attacked the leading group on the final lap in the slippery mud that she excels in. Pramier again looked in control in the mud at Hervé Super Prestige on Sunday and opened up a lead on Ellen Van Looy halfway through the final lap. At a technical section though, Nicky slipped off and lost momentum, giving Van Looy just enough time to close. Eventually she caught on the final corner. This invigorated Van Looy and sprinted to the win. Although Nicky was pleased to have a first and a second in one weekend, she really rued that slip that cost her a double. If this is a sign of her form, she must be another rider to watch as we approach the second half of the season. An impressive third place came from newcomer Kim van der Steen. Despite some untidy bike handling, she's obviously strong. Maybe another one for the future. Interestingly, Bramia's excellent performance comes a few days after she announced that she's leaving Bowles Diamonds after 2 years in order to concentrate on cyclocross. She's been British champion throughout those 2 years. The jerseys changed at last week's Europeans, and Matthew van der Poel led the elite men at the Hervé Super Prestige in his new European Champions kit. Thun Aerts, now back in his Telenet Fidea colours, and Wout van Aert fought for second and third. On the final lap, van der Poel had chain issues and stopped. Even an illegal spectator intervention could not get him going, and Wout van Aert was the surprise winner, especially as many were not even expecting him to start the race. Both men and women's Hervé races go to show that keeping in touch with the leader can pay off even into the final minutes of an elite race. Current standings in the Super Prestige are first, Wout van Aert, second, Matthew van der Poel, and third, Lars van der Haar. Maud Kapteyns leads the women, with Sana Kant second, Annemarie Verst in third. In the UK, round three of the National Trophy was held in Shrewsbury on a course that got increasingly difficult throughout the weekend. A first lap crash pushed series leader Beth Crumpton towards the back of the top 10, while Kinesis Hannah Payton took the early lead. Junior Hattie Harnden moved off the front to be chased by Abergavenny's Fionn James. James eventually bridged and she took a solid lead into the final run-ride bank. Harnden ran, sprinting hard while James ploughed on the bike. Harnden just managed to get past. In that final technical section, James slipped, giving the victory to Harnden, her first win in a senior national trophy. Paul Milne's rider Sophie Thackeray finished third. Beerbank Corendon pro Ben Turner, who finished on the podium at the World Junior Championships last year, initially led the elite men but needed to change a shoe in the pits. This gave Ian Field a clear run at the front, who rode a classy ride looking untouchable. Behind, under 23 Nottingham Clarion rider Callum Fernie mixed it up with Jurgen van Tichelt, Nick Craig and Liam Killeen. Eventually van Tichelt finished second and Killeen third. Current standings in the National Trophy are first Ian Field, second Dave Fletcher and third Jurgen van Tichelt. In the women, Beth Crumpton lead with Hattie Harnden second and Anna Kane third. This weekend sees a new World Cup venue in Denmark. The Bergenser course is unknown to riders, but it's coastal and is expected to run on the harbour side. Both men and women's categories are wider open than earlier in the season, and so we could well see some new blood on the 2017 World Cup podiums. For regular, in-depth cyclocross coverage from myself, Matt Payne and Bruce Dalton, subscribe to the Crosscast on iTunes or follow at CrosscastNeil on Twitter. To subscribe to the Velocast, go to velocast.allsound.com.